I thought it was a struggle for most of the night. We could never seem to open it up. And we had that 3 or 4 minute stretch in the fourth quarter where we really, really jumped on top. And Tracy made a big three. And we just opened up. We got much better defensively down the stretch than we were before. But, that's a good offensive team. They shot poorly tonight, but they give you a lot of different looks and makes it difficult. But, it was a good win. When you, we're just, again, we're finding out about our combinations and everything else. And, again, I thought, it was very good. And Tracy and then Bonzi was terrific off the bench again.
Is it real important to have Bonzi do what he did? Considering Mike James is struggling again.
Yeah, well, he's a handful. We can play. Well, I can play him and Shane and Tracy together. He's a handful because he's around the basket. And we're still trying to figure it out. Even though they're in a zone, he was able to make some things happen. And I think it's a big advantage because he can guard. They're four men. Their power forwards are really outside shooters, so we were able to match up, with them, with our perimeter people. So that's one thing I liked about the group. We have Luis and we have Chuck, who are very good at what they do, but then we have that flexibility to go small, and it's tough, especially at the end of the game. It's really a great combination to have because we're not getting hurt in the boards. We're defending well with that group, and we're hard to guard.
Rick, how much different is Bonzi now than we have in Sacramento?
I think, now he came into camp in very good shape. He was, when I got him in Sacramento, he was, I guess, sounds like it was like last year. He came in a little overweight. He wasn't in great shape. He was going to work himself into shape, and he ended up getting some injuries. But when he was healthy, towards the end of the year, and he got healthy, and this is how he played in the playoff series and down the stretch. Because I think he's in much better shape now. He's quicker. He's just got more bounce to him on the boards and when he makes his move. So I think he's a lot better right now than he was then. But except for the end of the year when we played San Antonio playoffs, he was like this.
He has had so many occasions like this where he's sort of the center of attention.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was terrific. Those are two pretty good players. I was very impressed with the young kid they have. He was consistent. And I really left him in there a long time in the first half. I let him go, where he played, 17, 18 straight minutes. But I don't mind doing that in the first half with him. It's the third quarter where he needs a break, so he can get ready for the fourth. But I thought he was very consistent in putting pressure on them. He went inside, he put pressure on them, they had to match up. It didn't matter, when they're in the zone like they were, that doesn't matter. He should really punish people in the zone because they have to shift around and he's going to get good position. But I thought he was very good tonight, kept his composure. Like I said, those two guys are very good players.
Why did you change up the rotation
when you take him out? I feel like he plays better in shorter stretches. If I can play him 6-7 minutes, get him out for 2 or 3, put him back in. But I just felt the first half, he looked like he was okay. And just my observation, and I've had him now for just, 13, 14 games, the second half is when he really needs, that third quarter blow. He needs a blow there. And because in the fourth quarter, it's a little easier. There's 3 timeouts. It's not as taxing on him. But I just, when he's going good, I thought he would really establish himself. And plus, I like to take Tracy out to start the second quarter, and I really like to have one of those two guys in the game. So, I figure I could get him some rest in the second half. I wasn't concerned, but I'm just trying to figure out what's the best for him. How has he played the best as far as the minutes he plays?
Rick, do you have to preach patience to Luis because he just seems to be not getting the benefit of the doubt on some calls and things like that?
Yeah, it's going to take him some time. And, in the last two games, Bonzi's played so well. It's cut in on his minutes, and it's cut in on Chuck's minutes. But like I said, those two guys are a coach's dream because they do so many good things. It's just good. It's just going to be some time. It's not, you know, I'm sure he's probably, he's a very, very good player who's been, played at a high level in Europe for a long time. It's just going to, he's just going to have to find his niche. And right now we're trying to establish something, winning games at the same time with a tough schedule. And he's going to find it. He's going to come.
Rick, what surprised you seeing Eading live as
a you know, he's got a very good shot, and I think he's going to have. We said he wasn't going to shoot threes, and he made what, two of them, banked one in. But it looks like he can shoot that. It's not going to be a problem for him. I was surprised how athletic he is. I mean, he threw that one ball away to Shane, and immediately got up and blocked that shot. Even though it was goaltending. I mean, he's very athletic, and he moves really well. I just, for as big as he is, and once he learns how to play the league, and if he can establish something around the basket because of his size, you know, it's just, he's like, yeah, all players who come to this league, you have to find your niche first. But I was very impressed with him. I think he's a very good player who's very poised. You know, I mean, he was very poised in this game tonight. He started out tough, and then he got better in the second half.
What was the difference between the Bucks offense in the third quarter and the fourth quarter?
They start making shots. Yeah, I mean, this league, people are going to get on spurts, and Red was good the whole game. Other guys started making shots. And I really felt we came out in the third quarter very, I don't know what it was. We were standing around. We didn't have the energy we needed to have. There was two or three times someone got back cut and they didn't even know they were being back cut. I just thought we came out, maybe thought it was going to be easy and, you know, we're going to blow them away or whatever it was. But our energy level didn't pick up until the fourth quarter. And once we hit that surge, our whole, you know, the energy of the team picked up. And I just thought that's what it was. But then again, they have a lot of good offensive players. And once we started letting them have shots and we weren't getting into them, you know, every team in the NBA is going to hurt you.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.